Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. Before we start today's episode, I have a couple of disclaimers. First of all, I'm not a medical expert. I have no experience in the medical field. So anything I talk about nutritionally or medically that I have done with my child has just been what worked best for him and my family. Please speak with your doctor and pediatrician and with anything regarding your child's health. Secondly, you know your baby best. There's no judgment here. If you disagree with what I say or you think what I say is silly, you can fast forward past it or you can go on to the next episode that you find interesting. It's okay. You know your baby best. And along the same lines, I would hope that you are not judgmental of me towards what I do for my baby because I know my child best and I know my family best. So no judgment here. It's just strictly tips and tricks and what worked for me and just my experience. In addition to this podcast, you can find a lot more information on my website, lovingthismamalife.com. I'm also on Instagram at _lovingthismamalife, and I'm on Facebook at lovingthismamalife. So check that out and hope you enjoy. Hey guys, for today's podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit about introducing solids. Solids is such a long and I don't want to say complicated, but there's a lot to it, at least there was in my experience. So I'm going to break this up into multiple week podcasts. So for this week, I just want to talk about our experience with just introducing them to our son. So most literature will say that, or most research will say that 6 months is around the right time to start introducing solids to baby. As long as they can are able to support their head and sit up a bit in a high, even in a high chair supported, as long as they're not their head's not slumping down and they're able to hold their head up and they show interest in food. So our pediatrician, and also the benefit of starting about 6 months, is they say when baby is in utero, they get all their nutrients from mom and they have a really high, they get a really kind of high store supply of iron. And so that sort of dips down by about 6 months, which is why the first thing they suggest to start is iron fortified infant cereal. So what we did, we spoke with our pediatrician at my son's 4 month appointment, and he said, you know, most the good timing is about 6 months, but he was okay with 5 months. So we just started just trying it out when my son turned 5 months. And when I do my blog post, I'll post the links to the different cereals that we tried. We tried a couple different kinds. My son really loved his bottle. He was a big fan of bottles. So, and he would eat a ton. So we by eating a ton, I mean, he would drink a ton of his bottles. So we didn't want to prevent him from doing that. So we didn't want to stop the bottle feeding. Cause for the first probably year, the nutrients they get from breast milk or formula is really important. So we don't want to skip that and give them food instead until much, much later on in their first year. So what we did at 5 months is we would feed him his bottle at his norm. We started at midday-ish, and we would start on the weekend because my husband and I both worked full-time. And so we started just on the weekend, and we would take his bottle around midday, give him his full bottle, play with him for, 20-30 minutes, and then try to start try to give him a little bit of the cereal. And we would actually just make a little bit extra in his bottle and save that, a little tiny bit, like maybe an ounce or even a half ounce of the formula in the fridge until we were ready to give him his cereal. And so after he drank his bottle, because it's really important to make sure that if you feed them before they drink their bottle, then they're less likely to drink their bottle. And that's really important for them to keep doing that, especially when you just start introducing. So bottle first, and then we took the ounce or half ounce of formula that we had left over, and we mixed in like probably a half to a three quarter tablespoon of the rice cereal. So we actually started off with rice cereal because that's what our doctor recommended. They recommend when you introduce solids, especially in the very beginning, that you stick with one type of solid for a couple days so you can monitor any type of allergies. So if you did rice, and they also recommend sticking with single grain to start off with. So there's rice cereal, there's oat cereal, there's barley cereal, so there's multigrain cereal. So you want to hold off on the multigrain for a while, was what we were told. And rice is actually the least likely to cause any sort of allergy or reaction. It's the most basic, so we started there. And we did that, and he really liked it. We mixed a little bit in and just spoon fed him in his high chair. And it was the first time he had been in his high chair. So he was pretty stoked to be in his high chair, and he was smiling and kicking his little feet. And so we put a little tiny bit on the spoon, and the consistency of it should be pretty liquidy with just the rice cereal, the way it is packaged and the way it comes. It's like flakes almost. It's not like thick cereal. So it's like oatmeal, but like super thin and super flaky. So when you mix it up, it should still have a really milk, like really liquidy consistency with just a little like flakes in it to start off with. And once you see that they tolerate it and they like it, then we slowly started adding in a little more cereal to thicken up the consistency a little bit, to just practice with different consistencies for him. My son had a really sensitive gag reflex to the fact that, like, if he got his milk too quickly, he would gag and throw up a bunch of it. So, and this even happened long into our like giving him solids too, probably like 10 or 11 months was when that finally like subsided. But so initially it was quite a challenge for us to make sure that like we were really careful with how we were feeding him, just really slowly, a little at a time, to make sure he wasn't doing things too quickly and getting food shoved in the back of his mouth and then gagging himself and throwing up. But if that does happen, it's totally normal. I mean, he even projectiled sometimes, because he would just like, he would get it in the back of his throat, he'd make like a little gag face and a second gag face, and then by the third one, bleh, up it came. So that's pretty normal. But if their consistency, like consistently projectile vomiting what you're feeding them, it also could be an indication that they have a sensitivity or an allergy to that. So keep that in mind. But for him, we went really slow. We gave him, the first day we introduced the rice cereal, we gave him, you know, 3 spoonfuls. And that was enough for that day. And then that was on a Saturday. And then Sunday, we gave him 4 spoonfuls. And that was enough for that. And then the following weekend, those couple days, he seemed to like it. And then he went back to daycare that week, and he had all bottles at daycare. The following weekend, we gave him 5 spoonfuls. And then 6 spoonfuls. And then the following weekend, we just kept upping it by 1 spoon. And we were only doing it once a day just to start off with. And he tolerated the rice fine. So then we tried the oatmeal, and he tolerated that fine too. So then we started doing that twice a day. We'd do it in the midday on the weekend. And then on the weeknights, probably every other night, we'd do a tiny bit after his before bed bottle. And he liked it. So the one complaint I had about it is once he hit 6 months and we sort of upped that to like almost a like a decent sized bowl, probably about like, we would put probably 2 tablespoons in and then add formula until it was like sort of like a, still a liquidy consistency, but a little thicker. I found that the iron fortified cereal had a tendency to really constipate him. So we would mix a teeny bit of like prune juice in there or pear juice, just it would add a little sweetness. Like, and by a tiny bit, I mean like a quarter, like a couple, maybe like half a milliliter, like a tiny bit. We'd use one of those syringes that you get with the baby Tylenol or the baby Motrin, and we would just fill it up a tiny bit and then add that in. And that really helped ease the constipation, and it gave it a little more flavor. We didn't want to get too extreme with that. So we were doing that probably once a day for a while. And then once he hit about 6 or 7 months, probably closer to 7 months, we started introducing purees, and he loved that. Loved that. I actually, we started him really simple on vegetables because I was worried if we gave him all the sweet fruits first that he wouldn't like the vegetables. So very first we started him on green beans, and he totally dug it. And so then we would start sending him a puree to daycare, and they would give it to him there, and he really liked it. He was still doing his bottles. These were just in addition to the bottles. So we actually were still doing, like, when he first woke up, we'd give him a bottle, and then he would, before his nap, he'd get a bottle, and then when he woke up from his nap, instead of getting another bottle, he'd get some puree. He would get another bottle, and then midday for lunchtime, he'd get some puree, and then he'd still do his bottles all afternoon. So daycare, it ended up being, I was sending him 3 bottles a day, and I dropped down to 2 bottles a day and sent like one little container of puree, and our daycare provider said that he was like inhaling that. So then I upped it to 2 purees, and she'd mix 2 together. So I'd do like a veggie and a fruit, and she'd just mix it all together with a little bit. I'd send a little bit of the cereal that she'd mix into, and he would have that for like a quote unquote meal, like a lunch. And he loved that. So that we did, I started off with Gerber purees, which I was very happy with. And then we sort of ventured, once he tolerated all of those, again, with the purees, they suggest you do 1 at a time for a couple days. So we would test them out on the weekend to make sure he tolerated them and there wasn't any sort of sensitivity or allergy. And the way you can tell if there's a sensitivity or an allergy is they may get red around their mouth, they may get hives, they may have mucousy diarrhea if their tummy or their GI doesn't tolerate it well. So just keeping an eye out for any redness or hives or anything like that. So we would test them out on the weekend because we didn't want to chance testing it out at daycare, so we could keep a close eye on him. So we'd introduce a new puree each weekend and try something new. So once we got through all of those and he tolerated all of those, I started using Happy Baby pouches, and those I really liked because they had a mixture of a couple different kinds, and they had some fruit in them to sweeten them up a bit, and they traveled really well, and they had like a lid you could put back on them for easy travel. The Gerber ones have a lid you can put on top, but they're not pouches. The ones that I use, they were just like flat rectangular containers, and you can't really, like, they don't travel well once they've been opened. Frankly, you're supposed to refrigerate them once they've been opened, but if I was out somewhere and he was hungry, it's just easy for me to pull out a pouch and give that to him. I would bring a spoon with me and do it on a spoon, but some people will give it to them out of the pouch. You just got to be really careful with that because that can sometimes flow too fast, and then my son could gag on it and then throw up all over the place from the pouches. So that is it as far as introducing solids. One of the things that was recommended to me and that I had read is if once you start giving them purees, you shouldn't feed them out of the container, because once you take a scoop and put it in their mouth, then any bacteria they have in their mouth, when you scoop out of the container again, it a little bit transfers into the container. Now, if you're going to refrigerate it right away, it's not a huge deal if you're using it the same day. But I found that it was just to be on the safe side, I would, if I was only giving them half a puree pack or a pouch, I would dump it into a small bowl and then put the store the container in the fridge for the next day, just to be on the safe side. So that's something to keep in mind. So that's it as far as introducing solids for infant cereal and purees. And next week we'll talk about like actual solid, like chunks of chicken and chunks of peas and things like that. So thanks for listening.